Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth.
And sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt. We are Jack and Jill, and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hey.
Welcome to our show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about Motivation Week. Step number four, efficiency systems in place now. We talked about the first three steps, which are dream it up. What are they, Jill? Let's dream it up.
Visualize.
And visualize it. It's going to see the end before you start. Number two is?
Start. Take that first step and learn.
And learn. Learn from the right people.
Three is, getting that first deal done.
And doing it. Now you've done a bunch of deals. So here's step four here. You've done a bunch of deals. Now I'll start to put the systems in place to make it really efficient and profitable. Awesome show today. Before we get started, Jill, let's share something interesting that happened to us recently.
I thought it would be hilarious if you and I told our story of our Mexico trip a little while ago, days ago, like a week and a half ago, and how hilarious that whole event was. Yeah.
Oh, so Jill and I had to be down in San Diego to get our Sentry Pass.
And the Global Entry.
Yeah. So we don't ever have to stand in a security line again at an airport or because we run down to Mexico for fun a lot. Register one of the cars so we can just go back and forth through the fast pass lane and not sit there ever. If you've ever gone through a Mexican border south of California or Arizona, you can sit there for hours.
Yeah, if you time it wrong.
This avoids all of that. Just blow right through it, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So we were down there. It was 6:30 in the morning on a Monday morning, which was hilarious. That was the appointment times were available. And we're at a Border Patrol office. So you have to apply online. It takes weeks for the background checks and all that stuff to go through. And then they send you a notice that, all right, now you got to come in for an interview. You know, bring your stuff. Plan on you're going to get fingerprinted, photos taken, all that good stuff. So there we are, Jack.
place your right hand on the, we're standing in front of this guy. So he took my fingerprints when I was done, he said, wow. And then he moved his computer screen, which we can't see, over to the next guy next to him and the other guy and, you know, his colleague. And the colleague says, wow. I said, okay, what does this say about me? What, you know, what's wow?
Your fingerprints are like awesome. Like, it's like,
they said, great. And he just looked at me and said, never do anything wrong.
Exactly. Man, you're in the system now and it's great fingerprints. So, yeah.
So we just blew up with laughter and that broke the ice. That broke the ice and paved the way for Jill to sell this guy a piece of real estate. ended up happening.
Oh my goodness.
Jill, you could sell sand to an Arab.
And I was so nervous. I don't know why, but it's because I'm like, you know, you go through security, you're there at the border, it's a big federal office, they make a big deal. So I'm just like, I'm not like I did anything wrong. I'm just kind of like in a nervous environment. So anyway, this guy's sitting at the desk and he's asking information. He's like, he asks what my email is. Well, it's jill@landacademy.com. And then he goes, huh, what's that? And it was really interesting. The next thing you know, we're talking about land. He's looking at land. He's asking where to buy it, how much to spend. And here he is. Yeah. It's, you know, San Diego area. And gosh, we have done deals in that area. So we can, Jack's like, well.
We had a meaningful conversation.
Yeah. Do you want me to write some stuff to you? The guy's like, oh my gosh, that would be so great. So Jack's writing down.
Is this even appropriate at all? I mean, you know, how can we even have this conversation like this? You know, I'm handing him stuff across the, I know. And he's like, oh yeah, this is fun.
Yes.
Like, okay.
It was the funniest thing. He actually asked for our card.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to look you guys up. This is great. You're really helping me. And it was just so funny. And we were making jokes later on, like, well, we're talking about different properties and some of the properties that are really close to the border. He shared with us some funny stories about properties he was looking at right at the border there.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just so funny. I'm like, well, if anybody's not afraid to have border property, it's him. So,
anyway, the point is, the guy bought some property from us, or he's in the process of buying property from us, and I thought that was a felony or something.
No.
Like bribing a federal employee.
Yeah, right. No, yeah, that we didn't do. We didn't say, hey, slide this through. We'll give it to you for free. That would have been hilarious. Make this happen.
No, we did. No. And we got all our stuff.
Yeah.
So in pure Jill form, she like has to turn everything into a vacation or an outing. So we go, we decide over there, go to Mexico
at the border.
And we walk across because that's, I mean, the office is right on the border. We walk across the border of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a blast for like whatever, a few hours.
We did a Facebook Live from there too, real quick.
Yeah.
We did Standing on Revolution.
This is Tijuana now.
Yeah, we went over to TJ and then did it. And
It's not the safest place on the planet.
I feel totally fine there. I don't really understand. It feels like an extension of California.
Yeah, Jill
kind of is. It's Baja, California. But
so there's a lot of stuff you can buy real inexpensive in Mexico versus here. Mm-hmm. And we bought some of that stuff. And in beautiful, perfect Jill form, she just says, well, we don't have to declare any of this. Or, yeah, those rules are for someone else. Not for us.
My dad trained me. I'm exempt.
So we're all the way just about, you know, at the end of the thing. And I say, you know, you're just joking about this, right? No, I'm not. I'll just talk my way. Sweet Jill will take care of the rest. Just
follow my lead.
So I can see the sweat pouring out of my palms.
Jack is so sweaty.
And Jill gets up there and says, he says, do you have anything to declare? Oh, a couple of bottles of tequila and some fun
jewelry.
And some earrings.
Yeah. No big deal.
Oh, he's like, and the guy says, oh, okay, thanks. Go ahead. I'm like, well, we should be in prison right now.
I know.
Because we bought a bunch of stuff and more than what she just verbally said.
But you're making this sound like it's really bad stuff, by the way. Look, this is over the counter. It's not a big deal.
That's not the point of this. The point is Jill just gets away with this. Now it's even worse. Now next time, it's going to happen again. I know.
No.
So don't, my point to this whole silly story, my real estate point is don't run your real estate career like this.
What?
Have some rules for yourself.
If you're not enjoying everything you're doing every day, I think you're doing it wrong.
Put an efficiency system in place. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
And some rules.
And then you know what? Then you have more time to do this stuff, by the way.
Yeah, horsing around. Exactly. Yeah.
Are we into the meat of the show?
Yes.
We skipped our question.
No, we did. So let's go back. This new format's throwing me off.
It is.
Let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay. Jennifer says, $100 an acre offer price makes me very uncomfortable. Like I'm taking advantage of the owner. How did you guys digest this? Jack.
Yeah, this comes up. Jennifer. I know it sounds cheap. It is. $100 an acre, you know, 1841 prices or whatever. But man, we've done almost 16,000 deals now. And a vast majority, vast majority in the 90%. Have been at $100 an acre or less. So it's not so much the price. It's very hard to communicate this to very brand new people. It's not so much the price. It's really that people just want to get rid of this property in a western part of the states. Now, does this work everywhere? No. Does it work in Manhattan? No. Does it work in northern Michigan? Mm-mm. What works is a mathematical calculation that we discuss all throughout our program and that our members know all about. You know, it has to do with about offering 25% of what you think the lowest property is for sale out there. And that ends up being $100 out here out west in a lot of places. Mm-hmm. If you're doing it in Los Angeles County, it's a lot more than that, but it's still 25% of what you think you can probably sell it for retail right away.
Mm-hmm.
So you end up wholesaling it and doubling your money for 50%. And the person that you sell to buys, you know, goes and makes probably more money than you do. So how do I digest it? I don't know.
It's
a mathematical calculation. I don't have any feelings about it.
How I digest it is the same way I do when I'm standing in line at Costco. I don't say, oh no, that stereo is worth so much more, whatever it is. I really need to give you X. Yeah. I don't feel guilty about Costco. Seriously. Or, you know, I mean, and they get a deal. They're buying it in bulk. That's their business model. We all know it. And maybe that would make you what you should think to yourself too, Jennifer, this is your business model. You can even explain it. You know, this is my business model. I buy a lot of property. I don't spend a lot of money. I don't do a lot of this stuff. I'm not going to put a house on it. I'm not going to do da da da. You know, I just, you know, buy land and I buy it very inexpensively. And if you really want to sell it, I'll make it quick and fast and easy. And that's it. And yeah. It's up to them to say yes or no.
Right.
That's my thing too. It's funny. People go into it like, you know, it's going to go to, it's like you're making the transaction and you're not. It's up to them to say yes or no.
You're not tricking. No one's tricking Mm-mm. anybody. There's a lot of very new people sometimes to say, man, what, we're going to trick these people into selling. There's no tricking. Mm-mm. It's everyone's all very upfront about it. Mm-hmm. This is what we're willing to pay. And if you don't want to sell it, don't sell it. So that's mm-hmm. okay. We're
not. I also digest this way. This seller can either have a check from me tomorrow because I'm offering, you know, $80,000 on this home they want to get rid of, or they can clean it up, stage it, maybe remodel the kitchen, maybe clean up the backyard like they think they're going to do, and do all this other stuff, list it with a realtor, and maybe 6 months from now get their whatever price. But even that, you know, it might still take 6 months to sell. You know what I mean? So they can do, and they're having that conversation with themselves. That's so that's right. The thing you need to know too, Jennifer. You're helping them. Look, I know you could probably do that. You could figure this out. You know, Mr. Smith, you could probably do what I'm doing. You know, take good pictures, write a description, make a website, you know, do all these 80 things to sell your one property. Or I'll give you this right now and you just have the cash and you're done.
Yeah.
That's it.
You know, a different version of this question that I haven't heard in a while is why, and I hear it with the back tax property a lot, you must be an ogre to go in and take advantage of these poor people who are obviously down on their luck. They can't pay their taxes. They, you know, why, who, in my favorite comment I ever got, I used to have it hanging in my offices. Somebody wrote back because I wrote an offer like we do, and they called back and said, "Who raised you?"
That's so funny.
I just think that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. Anyway, you know, you're taking advantage of these people down on the luck of the back tax property. You know, why don't you just help them? Well, yeah. I am helping them.
Exactly.
I'm sending them money.
Gosh.
I'm getting them out of a situation they clearly could not get themselves out of. And so, and trust me, I've got a Hawaii oncology story in a second. Go ahead, Joe. I know you want
to
say something.
You're making me think of something that's not... I'm trying to figure out how to say this and not sound like I'm being mean, but
there's nothing mean about it.
You could take advantage. If you really want to take advantage of people, I mean, there are people out there that is their business model and it involves, you know, liens and foreclosing. And yeah, that's like 100%
foreclosing on tax liens. Yeah, there you go, Joe. 100%
business model.
We're being open and honest and actually sending money to them.
Exactly. In a You're nice right. way.
You know what? That's a perfect
We're
way
not
to
tricking
say that.
Anybody. We're not do. I mean, come on. You want to talk? How do I digest it? I do it because we're doing it the good, right? You know, fair. I'm giving you something for it. You know, and we'll talk about it. Way. Right. Not. I'm gonna be buy it out from under you and foreclose on you before you can do anything. That's. Oh, thank you. I had to get that out.
I don't sit around with a seller ever and say, this is Mark. This is all your property's worth. What I say is, oh yeah, it's probably worth a lot more than this, but it's very convenient for you to sell it to me next week cash. And we're going to go turn around immediately and sell it, make more money.
It's true.
And if that makes you uncomfortable, then we don't have to do a deal. So I'm not trying to trick you or tell you anything that's dishonest, but that's how we do it.
It's true.
I haven't never had, you know what? I have never had to say that one time. I've never had to explain it that like that. They know what's going on.
They do. It makes me think of the lady at that one time a while back that literally hugged me and said, I hope you guys take this property and, you know, make a lot off of it or something, you know, something great. She just got what she wanted out of it. And it was perfect.
I sold a property. Here's my oncology story to a woman. I bought a property, excuse me. They received my letter. It was a 40-acre property in northern Arizona. This is a lot of years ago. We used to have a board up in our office with all the thank you notes that we got. Mm-hmm. And the woman said, She wrote back a letter. She said, yeah, last year you bought a property from me, a 40 acre property in Northern Arizona. And I took the money and I took my mother, who was a terminally ill cancer patient, to Hawaii. And I just wanted to, she's passed away. And I just wanted to write a thank you note because it was, we had the time of our life and it was a wonderful memory for me and my family and the, just on and on. So we get way more letters than that, like that, than we do people saying, why are you just offering $100 an, you know, an acre?
Exactly. It's
there's no way I can explain this to anybody listening unless you really experience how grateful people are mm-hmm. to just get cash out of this property that they never thought they were going to see a dollar out of.
Exactly.
So right. That's how I digest it. Jennifer, I think your name is.
Our topic this week is, this is number four. Okay, so we talked 1, 2, 3, now 4. Efficiency system. Okay, now you're doing it. You are moving along. You visualized it. You got the education. That's what you needed to kind of get the ball rolling. Then you started doing it. Okay, you got past your first deal. Now you've done a couple deals. Now you're in it. Now you've got this. So maybe you have 5 done, maybe you have 50 done. I don't know, whatever it is. Now is a time to start, and this is Jack's area of expertise, is getting it into a system and really starting to get set up for your end. Remember, there's a number 5, you know, for tomorrow on Friday. And that's the end. So now you're preparing for that end, whatever you set up.
We have a member, his name is Joe McCall, and his whole thing in life is setting up a passive machine to invest in property. So literally he has people, VAs, virtual assistants in every step of the way, and he gets a check at the end. That's a little too much for me. I you know, I have to be involved in stuff, but, mm-hmm. and he's very vocal about it. And mm-hmm. he's got a bunch of, he has turned us on to a lot of people who they say, he says, start with these guys, meaning us. They'll teach you exactly how to do it every step of the way, the benefits, the whole thing. But then come back to me and I'll get you all like completely automated. Mm-hmm. And so you have to work on and take it step by step by step and remove this. Now's the time. Now that you've learned it, and you can do the deals and you're making money. Mm-hmm. Now's the time for you to start removing the stuff that you don't like about the business. So there's always stuff that you don't like. Mm-hmm. Some people don't like the paperwork. Mm-hmm. Some people don't like the customers. Some and on. Some people just want to be a deal maker. Mm-hmm. They don't want to do any back office stuff. So that's then now that's the time where you just, whatever you're really good at, start outsourcing the other stuff mm-hmm. and just do the stuff that you're very, very good at.
And even Jack's number one thing is be efficient about it. Have it in a system. You know, you don't need to be running around, you know, doing more of those things. Just be more and more efficient in at what you're what you're good at. And I like the removing yourself part of it. That's really the there's stuff that you can't remove yourself. Like Jack will always be the person because nobody can do it like him as far as analyzing the deals and getting the mailers and picking the counties and that kind of a thing.
In our group, yeah.
Right. But in our business. He's not doing a mail merge. He's not seeing it go out. He's not talking to the sellers. He's not posting the properties, you know. But it is all Jack's baby. It's all Jack's theory. And I mean, everything, it's your way. It's our team now fulfilling that.
Right.
So, and the good thing is, well, your part, Jack, you do it as needed, you know. It's like, and you can schedule it. You know, I know you have scheduled events on different mailers that you're working on that are going to mm-hmm. go out and things like that. And it's, so you can kind of plan for it. And so you could kind of think of yourself as semi-retired.
Yeah. I never say that though.
I know.
I don't know why.
Cause you never will. Maybe not semi-retired, but you've.
Semi-retarded.
Semi-retarded. No, you can't say that. Oh no. No. Cannot say. Oh, I hear.
You know, did you ever see it?
Like, I hear our staff member now. It's going to be like, what?
A Crown Vic, like, you know, people who drive Crown Victorias, like the police car, you know, they're always like 80 years old.
Yes.
And sometimes in Arizona.
They're usually white.
In Arizona, you only have to have a back license plate. You don't have to have a front one. So a lot of people, for whatever reason, they love that. They put little plates on the stuff and my favorite is Anna Crown Victoria is retired. And every time I see it, I think it's retarded.
Because you're reading it reverse in the back.
Because that's what you look like, man.
Oh, Shaq, you can't say that. Silly, silly.
All right, to be one more serious point here. There's a theory, it's a business theory. And it's not a theory, it's reality. You should never really solve a problem in your company. You should create a system to solve all the problems that are similar to it in the future. So its systems are very, very important. If you're just going to sit there and solve the problems and do regular stuff, there's no economies of scale and there's no scalability, and you're only going to ever be able to do X amount of deals. You know, and you have to start hiring stuff out and making things more efficient.
Exactly.
And I think it's a time to celebrate, man, because if you've done on your 11th deal, you know what you're doing, I think.
I think so too.
And then now the systems piece, that's celebration material.
That's a really good, I like that. That's a great number. People sometimes go, when am I going to feel comfortable? Gosh, if you get through 10 of these, especially bought and sold, if you've gone through the whole process 10 times, you got this.
You know what I see a lot of people doing in our group where they get to that point? And they're talking about it, they think they were just lucky. They think it was a kind of an offshoot.
A one-off.
This isn't going to happen. That's never going to happen again. I bought a 40-acre property for $3,000.
And then that's I sold it for $8,000. Never going to do that again.
I got lucky. Well, 16,000 deals later, I'm feeling pretty lucky.
Uh-huh. I guess these one-offs. We've had almost 16,000 one-offs.
That sounds like Clint Eastwood in that movie. What you got to ask, what you have to be asking yourself right about now, you punk, is do you feel lucky staring down the barrel of a 38?
What movie is that?
I don't know. It's one of his, it's like Dirty Harry. No. It's not. Yeah, it's Dirty Harry.
You know, my favorite movie, I just remember is Gran Torino. I like that movie, but.
See, Jill's got to soften everything.
Sorry. Like Gran Torino's a touchy-feely happy movie?
Well, for Clint Eastwood, it is.
Okay. Oh, that's true. Well, all right. No, he does beat up somebody in that movie, though.
Yeah. It doesn't end good for him in that either.
No, it doesn't. You're right.
Hey, if you want to be on our show, you have a question, call 800-725-8816.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's you.
Jill just saved me from making a bunch of mistakes on the air. That's me.
And inspiration, that's kind of really me, to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Nice save, Jill.
Thank you. That was kind of funny. I didn't have anything else.
I know. That's what I thought there was a thing.
Now we're just going to wrap the whole thing up here, so it's good. I like that show. That was another good show. I
love efficiency.
Strongly about. I loved your 10. That was a great number. We never talked about that.
Yeah, we never have.
Shucks, that's like a Facebook post. I'm gonna say, God, have you got 10 deals all the way? You got this.
Get to 10.
Yeah, that's really good.
Just barrel through and get to 10.
Yeah.
By the way, making 10 grand on a property on these land flips is very. We have many, many members doing that.
Yeah.
And Jill and I do it all the time. And so 10 deals is 100 grand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very, 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 very realistic.
Exactly.
If I was sitting here saying, you know, you want to make 100 grand on your first deal, that would just be silly.
Mm-hmm.
But Jill and I do that all the time too. But it's not. To make $10,000 to buy property that's worth a lot, you know, $20,000 or $30,000 on the low end. If you're buying it for $2,000 or $3,000 and selling it for $12,000, it happens all the time.
Exactly.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property. If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.